getting to grips with the structures. Anders suggests that they go for a swim or go swimming.
Ska vi gå och simma?
This is literally go and swim and is a very useful phrase for anything you would like to do. To go for a beer, or literally go and take a beer, is
gå och ta en öl.
And go bowling,
gå och bovla.
Getting to grips with the grammar. In conversation 7, part 1, you heard Anders suggest that Lars and he should meet at 3 o'clock. The words for meet somebody or see somebody is
träffa någon.
So, if you want to say that Anders is going to meet Lars, you say
Anders ska träffa Lars.
In this conversation, Anders says
vi kan träffas i simhallen klockan 3.
The word for see each other is the same word but with an added s.
Träffas.
We could say that the added s means each other. Let's see if you can make up a similar sentence. Try to say, we'll see each other at 8.
Vi ses klockan 8.
Good. In the conversation, you heard about Lars not having any money, swimming togs or towel. The word for no or none or any in Swedish is
ingen, inget, inga.
Which one you use depends on whether the following word is an N-word or an et-word or plural. Towel is an N-word.
En handduk.
And therefore it's
ingen handduk.
No money is plural in Swedish and therefore it's
inga pengar.
The word for coffee in Swedish is an ett word. Do you remember the word for coffee?
Kaffe.
Can you now say no coffee?
Inget kaffe.
Very good. Let's extend the phrase into a whole sentence. Try to say there is no coffee.
Det finns inget kaffe.
Brilliant. Perhaps you could try to say some person, some coffee or some money. Then you would use the words
någon, något, några.
Swedish people would say these words a little more quickly and they would also write these words in a somewhat abbreviated form. Listen to the words again in a more natural speaking voice.
Någon, något, några.
And the phrases would be the following.
Någon person.
For some person.
Något kaffe.
For some coffee. And finally, for some money.
Några pengar.